Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day, starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977. With 2 months down, 10 months to go in 2017, had the opportunity to catch up with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel and check on what he sees thus far in 2017 for this cattle market.
Well, I think we're in pretty good shape. Honestly, we saw some nice recovery in the fourth quarter last year across the board in terms of cattle prices as well as box beef prices. We've carried that momentum into 2017 a little bit stronger, frankly, than I thought we might. Not unexpected, really. But you never know. I think when you look at sort of the bigger picture and the longer run picture, cattle markets are in pretty good shape right now. We're sort of current. Feedlots are, winter weather has contributed to some of that, but a lot of what we did in the last part of 2016 really cleaned us up and got us current for this year, and so we're in pretty good shape right now.
Daryl, what about our wheat pasture utilization here in 2017?
Well, I think it's about what we expected. It was a challenge for the promise we started last fall with. It got tough. It got dry. The wheat didn't come on as fast. Cattle have kind of, trickled in through the winter. I think they're going to kind of trickle off going out. Obviously, with the wheat market where it is right now, there's a lot of interest in grazing out this wheat. I do think we're going to see some of that. But there probably actually aren't enough cattle out there to come close to grazing out all the wheat that's there. And at this point, it probably isn't going to work for a lot of guys to try to buy a lot more cattle at this point. So there's, there are some cattle out there. I don't think we're going to see a March run of cattle necessarily because, again, a lot of interest in grazing out. In some cases, the cattle will kind of come off later in March or into April. In some cases, they won't come off till May. We may see a little bit of a run in May, but I don't think it's probably something that really affects the market a great deal.
You've had a chance to digest the cattle inventory numbers now. They showed, obviously, continued expansion in 16 of our beef cow herd, fairly significant, and really quite a few heifers being held back, anticipating that some of them may end up in the mama cow herd.
I think so. It seems pretty clear at this point that 2017 will be another significant expansion year, probably not as big as the last 2 years have been. Where we are now with the numbers we got for January 1 of 2017 is really much what I had felt about a year earlier as we went through 2016 and all the challenges we had from price standpoint. I thought maybe we would pull it back a little bit harder, and in the end, we probably came out close to what I'd been saying 6 or 8 months earlier. It looks like we're looking at another 1.5 to 2% expansion in the beef cow herd in 2017.
OSU cattle market watcher, Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.